agenda, which is policy development on IDNs. At one of our meetings a couple of months ago, or a month or so ago, we, similar to new TLDs, we just wanted to get in one document a list of all the current activities on IDNs and current board resolutions. So this document, which is up on the screen now, basically lists a series of board resolutions that were starting in March of 2003, then October of 2003, and July 2003-04. That talks about the different working groups and things that have been established on this topic. There's also been quite a few workshops. So there was a workshop in Kuala Lumpur in July of 2004, Cape Town, Luxembourg, and another one in Vancouver. So there's clearly been a lot of information shared. There's been guidelines developed for the implementation of IDNs, and a new version of those guidelines, I understand, is that was recently approved by the board, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
So we've got a new version of those. There's some work going on in the GAC has established a working group. The GAC IDN working group is developing a document, and so they've got a status paper dated there of October 05 from the GAC. There is a President's Advisory Committee, and the President's Advisory Committee is quite a big group of people, so I've just pulled this off the website. It's got three chairs. It has, which is interesting, co-chairs. It has a fairly wide range of members from a range of countries. I noticed we have a Kerry Karp is on there. We have James Wood from Two Cows, one of the registrars. We have representatives from VeriSign, one of the registries. So fairly wide representation on that. And that's presumably trying to bring together a lot of expertise on the topic in one place, which is nice.
Also a board member.
Board member? Yep, Mohamed Diop, yeah.
And Professor Kirk
here,
with Paul, are one member.
Right, okay, good. So we have that President's Committee.
And the GAC work, you mentioned today, but I didn't actually see the GAC work.
There's a link in this document, actually, Marilyn, so
okay.
I can probably
pull
it up. I haven't actually read it either,
it's
in here
it
somewhere. Yeah, I mean, the whole point of this was trying to just get in one consolidated document what was going on, and it has relevant links.
Here it is, I see it. Sorry, I missed it.
So this is a statement, 30th of September 2005 from the GAC.
It's a working document that they've been working on over the
last... Yeah, it says working document, yeah. Yeah. Reasonably long, actually, for the GAC.
They're going to give a presentation during the workshop on Wednesday.
Good.
So if you don't have the time to read it, maybe... Because I realize it's a lot of material.
Yes. Yeah, so that's an 11-page document, so it's fairly comprehensive. So there's quite a lot of material that's already there, and there's a number of groups that are already around on this topic, and I noticed there was also, I think, there's a UNESCO group referenced in here as well somewhere. UNESCO, and I presume looking at some of the language issues, and then we have another IDN workshop coming up this week. Now, I think it's important from a GNSO point of view that we really... this is the correct place for the policy side of the work as it relates to GTLDs should occur. Now, naturally, that policy development process needs to be informed by all these various other groups, and we really need to kind of pull all that information in. The other issue is that if we're looking at IDN equivalents of the existing TLD, so if we look at the equivalent of a .com, for example, the danger is if ICANN and the GNSO particularly doesn't really take a leadership position here and be seen to be working on it, then people will start creating their own solutions and effectively in an alternate route hierarchy. And as Carrie's pointed out to me, that's actually already happening. And my concern is that will gain momentum in the vacuum. In other words, if ICANN's doing nothing and nothing's happening at the root layer, then in that vacuum, these other things are just going to grow and grow and grow to the point that if ICANN leaves it too late, then decides to get in, I think it's a much more confusing issue, let's say, for potentially for consumers. So what I suggest we do at this meeting being one we're physically happening here, is what I'd like to do is to have the GNSO request the staff to produce an issues report, so basically take the next step. So the staff have now collected a whole lot of background material, they've identified the different groups, so that's we've got a good basis there. But now that we should actually formally request an issues report, and what we're looking for is an issues report on the policy issues related to IDNs. So we're not asking for, you know, how do I, what string prep mechanism or whatever I choose to use coming out of the IETF, which could be a technical implementation issue, but an example of what I would say is more of a policy issue is that you may have a policy that you can't mix scripts in the same string. That's not a technical limitation, because technically you can do that, but you might make a policy, and I know this is already in the guidelines, but that to me would be an example. That's actually a policy decision that you're making there, and I think we need to be extracting from the guidelines, we need to extract from this President's Committee and others, what are the policy issues, even document what policy issues are already effectively in place, such as what policy issues are in the guidelines. And then for the rest of the week, we're really then seeking input into that issues report. So we can go to the GAC and say, the GNSO has requested an issues report be produced. We are seeking input from GAC members, either officially on behalf of their countries or on behalf of themselves as individuals, because some of them may well have expertise in this area, and you know, forward that information to whoever is in the ICANN staff doing that.
So.
That's right.
Maybe I can clean it up a little bit too.
Yeah.
Because the President's Committee had the first meeting this morning, and the committee as such is not going to develop policy. That's not what they're for. But they are going to provide the community with recommendations on policy processes.
And advice, presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I'd see it as kind of like an expert advisory committee, that a bit like ESSAC, for example, can provide us advice on security.
Yeah.
That President's Advisory Committee can presumably provide advice on policy issues.
Because
yeah.
IDN is a pretty broad topic that covers such a large part of the community that
yep.
is difficult to have it sitting in so many different places. As you'll see
yeah.
the agenda this week, I mean, everybody's
yeah.
having IDNs on
yeah.
the agenda.
Yeah. And that's why I really want to kind of identify very clearly for the community that this is where the policy aspect of IDNs as it relates to GTLDs occurs. Yeah.
But who's at the end doing that report and who's defining what policies are there and what is not? Because, for example, mixing scripts were a good one.
Right.
I don't agree with a lot of people that there are any policy issues to that. So who's creating that report?
It's
setting the stage.
There's a dimension to this that we're not considering, and you need to consider it very, very carefully as we discuss what is policy and what is not policy. And that is all of the potential abuse of the confusing the languages devised by humankind are represented using symbols, graphic symbols, that are confusable.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is not a policy issue, it's not a technical issue.
Yeah.
I mean, that human beings have not engineered with any particular precision the way they write or the way they speak, for that matter.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can talk for as long as we want about how to impose constraint on what appears on the second level of the DNS. We're also talking about the very exciting and important issue of what may appear on the top level of DNS. What happens in the domains that we delegate? What happens on the third level of the DNS? And what happens on the fourth level of the DNS? Even if we invoked some mechanism whereby we impose imposed control as a term of delegation, there's no way we can police the namespace. So it just fizzles, which means that things that truly must not be permissible as IDN is implemented have to be baked into the underlying standards that determine what is possible. So the first generation of this is a normative framework that essentially allows anything to be done and expects policy constraint to inject an element of sanity into this. It's not working that way. So yeah. The people who maintain the normative basis for this need to revise that completely and make it very, very restrictive. And we actually don't need to talk about policies. Script, for example, mixing scripts, seeing letters from the Latin alphabet appear in the same labels as letters from the Cyrillic alphabet, where there's a significant visual overlap. Okay, right now, we can do that freely, but it's entirely possible for there to be protocol-level constraints on that so that it can't be done at all. And in fact, it needs to be impossible, because it is only by being impossible that we can avoid seeing it in lower levels in the namespace.
So that's part. Yeah. So I think that is an example of a policy decision, because you're making a policy decision to do that, and that reflects then on how you implement that policy. And you say, well, I want to implement it such the way that you can't go around it, because if you can go around it, then...
Somebody will.
Yes, it's the issues that we have with a lot of phishing and spam and stuff anyway. So I don't... Tom, I don't think we're trying to answer the question of what's policy here today. What we're asking is the production of an issues report that highlights some of these things. It's then our decision as to what becomes policy, if that makes sense. You know, the issues report doesn't create the policy. The issues report just identifies... Yeah. Yes, Maureen? Correct.
So in the report, the background paper, there was a staff recommendation or an observation from the CCs and the GNS together on this. I'm wondering if there's some way that we could initiate that process with this motion.
Yes, we'll have a look at the motion I've drafted. There's things that we can request from the bylaws point of view, and then other things that's more or less kind of a informal request, I suppose. But the first part of it is the formal bit. So it's basically saying the GNSO Council requests that the staff produce an issues report on the policy issues associated with creating internationalised equivalents of existing TLDs. And the reason why I'm constraining it that way is I want to completely separate it from the other policy work, which is on new GTLDs. So this is saying of the existing GTLDs, what are the issues about creating internationalised equivalents, and also what are the issues of second-level domains within existing GTLDs. So effectively I'm talking about IDN.IDN in the first phrase and IDN.com as an example in the second phrase. And you need to be considering both of those things. So that's entirely within our mandate. The second part is something that is really a cooperative effort between us and the CCNSO. So at this stage, our motion would say the GNSO also requests that the staff liaise with the CCNSO to ensure that the policy issues associated with versions of the existing CCTLDs can also be considered. Now, if we get this, and I think it makes sense to have a single report that covers both, but I can only formally request from the bylaws the GTLD bit. Now, the CCNSO has sent a list of people that they would propose work on a joint working group, and they've suggested three people. I'm hoping if we can get through, and we can adjust this motion, but that we would then hopefully try and set up a meeting with that group later this week to just try and initiate some discussions there.
Bruce, I just would like to raise a question about the last sentence, because I understand... The bylaws say that we are actually required to appropriately interact with the other advisory committees, the CSAC, the other SOs, etc. Yeah. This actually doesn't sound like us. It sounds like we are saying that it is staff. And I think that actually our motion might be more positive about us as well, saying that the GNSO fully supports appropriate interaction with the other SOs and advisory committees, and then go